crimes. Sister of missing man led police to Supat. Police have taken DNA samples from relatives of a Myanmar worker to help identify remains found in Phetchaburi. Even though police have arrested Supat Lauhawatana and his wife Wilasa Chantarabanchon, prime suspects in the disappearance of a couple in Phetchaburi 3 years ago, the case is far from over. On June 17, 2009, the mothers of the missing couple, identified as Mr. Samart Numjui and Orasa Kurdsap, both 27, told police that the pair had been missing with their Toyota pickup truck for 5 days. The couple were employed as laborers at Dr. Supat's pineapple orchard in Phetchaburi, where police have recently unearthed the remains of several bodies. At first, the investigation by local police made little progress. They put out an announcement with information about the missing persons. However, Mr. Samat's parents told police they believed the disappearance was related to a conflict between their son and the doctor. Dr. Supat told the parents he knew nothing about their children's disappearance. Afterwards, Dr. Supat recruited Wimun Numjui, Mr. Samart's elder sister, as an assistant at the Police General Hospital in Bangkok as a favor to the distressed family. During the 2 years of working as Dr. Supat's assistant, Ms. Wimon became increasingly suspicious about the doctor's involvement in the disappearance of her brother. She reached out for help from the doctor's elder brother, Sutep Lahawatana, who is embroiled in an inheritance conflict with Dr. Supat. On September 15th, Mr. Sutep took her to one of the doctor's houses in Nontaburi, where they found Mr. Samat's truck. The discovery prompted Mr. Samat's family to ask the police to take action against Dr. Supat and his third wife, Wilasa. After questioning several witnesses, including Kala, a Myanmar worker at Dr. Supat's orchard, police pinpointed the doctor's orchard as the suspected location where the couple's bodies were buried. On September 20th, a thorough search was conducted at Dr. Supat's house and orchard, where police say they found 42 guns and 5,442 rounds of ammunition in the house. 3 human skeletons were found buried in the orchard's compound, 2 with bullet holes in the skulls. DNA tests on the 3 skeletons, however, did not identify the remains as belonging to the missing couple. The lack of a DNA match has kept police from charging Dr. Supat with murder, and the case seems to be at a dead end. At present, police can only press minor charges against Dr. Supat and Mrs. Wilasa for illegal confinement, theft, illegal possession of guns, and human trafficking in connection to the Myanmar workers at his orchard. Police continued to search the orchard compound, questioned more witnesses, and eventually found that one of the skeletons belongs to a Myanmar worker named Ita, who was allegedly shot dead by Mr. Supat. To verify this, police have brought Ita's mother and son from Myanmar for DNA testing. If their DNA matches the skeletal remains, police will press murder charges against the doctor. Police suspect the doctor shot Ita out of jealousy because the Myanmar worker, who was handsome according to witness testimony, was close to his wife. We are looking for another Myanmar worker identified as Yong, who reportedly saw the doctor killing Ita, Police Lieutenant General Han Pon said. Yong fled the orchard after the alleged murder for fear that he would be killed too. Witnesses in the house said the doctor was cruel and more Myanmar workers might have been killed, he said. The killings seem to have been for his satisfaction, and workers in the plantation are frightened of the doctor.